The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is up? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this Saturday. And I'll tell you what, before we do that, let's take a look at how we did on Friday. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, all right? One, the EC undershirt that I wore, not good. You can see it right there. 1 out of 2. Brutal. A 6-9 day overall. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the loss for it for everybody. It was a bad karma that I had that I'm going to take the L for everyone on this one. But I'll tell you what, it's Saturday. You know how we get down. We are going to make this so much better. So let's bring in the stars of the show here and get this thing fired up. So first off, running 3 wide. All right, Kins, what in the world is going on? We logged in. We saw you basically out there at Paradise. Where are you at?
Yeah, we're in Jersey Shore, Avalon, New Jersey. You know, hard to have a bad day when you're waking up on the water.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'll tell you what, it's also tough to have a bad day when you start right here with the marquee matchups. So let's start with our first one here. Now, this is a brand new one that we invented last night. So normally you see home run props, you see underdogs, you see MLB favorites. We are going to go with team totals here. So let me pull these up. All right. So what I've done is selected team totals that are all reasonably priced. Okay. There's nothing that's a minus 175 or anything like that. You're looking at minus 110 to minus 120, 125 probably at max there. So we have the Braves at the Rays. Braves team total 4.5. Rays 3.5. Mets at the Padres. Mets team total 3.5. Padres 4.5. Cubs team total 3.5. At the Yankees team total of 4.5. So how we play is this. So let me pull you guys back here. All right, you've got to select one that you like, the over or the under. So Mags, I'm going to throw it to you, man. Lead off, buddy. Hit it. What do you got?
All right, AB. Well, I think that, you know, you see by the hat, I would love to go with the Yankees, and I definitely do think they can score today, but I'm going to go with the Braves, man. I mean, they're a wagon, and Taj Bradley, I hate to say it, but he gets sent out to pasture today. Last 2 starts have not been good for him. I don't think it changes today against Atlanta. We've seen pretty much every pitcher get destroyed by Atlanta, so I will take the over 4.5 with the Braves.
Yeah, and especially, you know, Atlanta coming off. I mean, you know, a 2-1 win last night. But, yeah, I mean, you saw in the recap there, I was pretty heavily mortgaged on Atlanta. A rare 2-run evening for the boys. But I'm with you, man, and we're going to talk more about them. Kids out there in paradise here. All right, which way you go? What do you like?
Yeah, you know, I like – AMAX mentioned it. I like the Yankees over 4.5. A lot to do with Drew Smiley. 2 really bad starts he's coming off of, 3 earned in just 3.2 innings against the Brewers, and then 7 earned and 2 homers when they played the Phillies. So it's really hard to walk into the Bronx after two performances like that. I don't know if he can get past that today. And then I got to shout out, you know, our simulation. Our simulation has the Rays team total at 4.9, which I see good value there. So something else to consider.
Nice. I like it. That's a good call right there. Proppy, my man. Team total stars, side stars, you run all of it. Where are you going on this one, buddy?
The best team in baseball, best lineup 1 through 9. Taj Bradley, AMAX mentioned, he's been struggling. ERA up nearly 5.5. Yeah, he's got great stuff. Young pitcher, but this Atlanta lineup is just too much. 1 through 9, they hit for average, they hit for power. They're just too good, too hot. I think after last night only scoring 2 runs, we're going to see them just back up the truck today.
Back up the truck, indeed. All right, now, before we back up the truck for our next one, our home run props, which, by the way, crushed yesterday. All over it, the guys were. Everyone, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are back. All right. So, as promised, our home run props for today. Let me get this on the screen here. So you got 3 to choose from. Byron Buxton of the Twins plus 250. Matt Olson of the Braves at plus 300. Pete Alonso of the Mets plus 475. Rarely ever do we get our man Alonso at anything. Quite frankly, we barely even get him in the threes, right? So got Alonso there at plus 475. So let me pull you guys back on here. Mags, throw the bat right back at you, buddy. What do you got?
All right, AB. Well, I honestly dislike Buxton at plus 250 just for a guy that, in my opinion, is not fully there health-wise. I think plus 250 is tough, but Alonso plus 475 against a lefty, I think I got to take those odds. I know we just talked about Matt Olson. I would love to play him as well if I could take two guys here, but I'll take Olson. I know it's Snell, but just there's something about Alonso, so I'll take him at plus almost 500, man.
Dude, I'll tell you this. Anyone out there looking to play any Mets, specifically Pete Alonso props today, go take a look at his history against Blake Snell. Your boy has mashed.
Even this year. Yeah. Two for three with a homer against him this year. So,
yeah. The only problem is that Alonso either gets walked or hit like every at bat. This dude is like starting off his first 3 at bats are like hit by pitch, walk, walk. You know what I mean?
I haven't looked at it yet, but if you wanted to play the home run and then back it up on DraftKings with the over a half of a walk, Snell has walked the righties. I believe it was righties much more than lefties this year. So you could back it up with that a little bit.
Yep. Absolutely, man. It's a good call. All right. Kins, who are you taking?
Yeah, I like Matt Olson here just because he's had a lot of action, 2 straight games with at least a hit. And during his last 5 outings, he's had a double, a home run, 4 walks, and 2 RBIs. So, I like the idea of him finally hitting home today to get another home run.
Yeah, I mean, facing another righty. And to be completely honest with you, I mean, last night it was basically him and Sean Murphy were the only ones hitting the ball. Like, that's it. No one else on the Atlanta Braves was hitting whatsoever. So, yeah, Olson's been doing it for, games in a row here. Good call. Prop stars, side stars, home run stars.
There you go. That is a great price on Alonso, but I will go with Olson versus Taj. Same reason I really like the Braves team total. I think it's applicable to Olson in this matchup versus Taj Bradley. So give me Olson.
All right. Olson, there it is. All right, everybody, let's get to our picks here. But before we do, let's take one more quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we are back. All right. Let's run it on the screen here. All right, Mags, our official picks for today. You've got one for us coming from Major League Baseball. We're getting close to the All-Star break. So I like where your head is at here. Break it down, buddy. What do we got?
Yeah, AB, and you alluded to it a little bit, and you know, the hat and the Gerrit Cole jersey here.
Nice.
We'll bring it home. I'm actually about to hop on a train to Yankee Stadium right after the show as well. So I'm going to fully ride with my guy Gerrit Cole today, over 7.5 strikeouts. Got it at -130, actually a little bit better than that, but it's been moving up a little bit here. And the thing with Cole today, I just think, like you said, the spot right before the All-Star break here, he's not going to pitch until next Sunday. He may get a shot, you know, to pitch a little bit in the All-Star game, but we all know those are not long outings. They're not quality, you know, work. They're not a ton of work. So for Gerrit Cole today, he has to get his work in. And this team has been struggling. I've watched this Yankees team over the past week, specifically last 3-4 games here. Awful, just terrible games to watch. We did get a little bit of a reprieve last night with Rodon, get to see his first outing as a Yankee, pitch fairly well. But I just don't believe in the Cubs lineup against Gerrit Cole's fastball slider combo. I think it's going to be tough for them today. 7.5, this number, you know, like I said, it really just boils down to him getting deeper into the game here. In games that he's gone six or more than six innings this year, 3-for-4 over this number. And in his last four starts, he's gone over in 3-of-4. So give me the over 7.5 on Gerrit Cole today.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, man. I'll have to take a look at it. We will here in a bit. But I believe, according to Ken's and the, you know, CBS Sportsline data team, I think he's the highest rated pitcher today in terms of just overall strikeouts, like not compared to his prop number, just overall. We'll take a look at it here in a minute, but I know that the Sportsline you know, simulations were very, very strong on your boy Gerrit Cole. And I like that jersey too, bro. Nice. Looking good, dude. All right, Ken's coming over to you. Speaking of just perfection around you, and not to mention, you've been crushing the WNBA. You got another play for us today. What do you got?
I do. You know, All-Star break's coming up. It's time for everyone to hop on the WNBA train. So, you know, let's get some reps in here. We're going to go with the Storm at the Liberty over 167. I'm kind of going over for – I'm kind of contradicting what I said last week, but I think the over is due here. It is a Game 3 matchup, but the under is hit in the two games before this. I think if the odds makers felt comfortable this was going to be another under, the line would be a lot lower. But we're talking about simply the two best scoring teams – or two best scorers in the league – on these two teams. And the Liberty are top five offense, second best in the league in points per game, and the best in the league in three-pointers per game. And right behind them is the Storm. Both these teams love to turn the ball over. Storm are 6-0 over on Saturday games and 4-1 in their last five games. The over is 5-1 in the Liberty games in the last six games. So I think these two specifically are due to go over, and I like the trends of these teams being hot right now offensively.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, like, there's nothing better. Like, same thing like WNBA – as the NBA and college basketball, there's nothing better than two potent offensive teams that like to play, you know, at a quick pace and also turn the ball over consistently, right? Like, there's nothing better than that whatsoever. A ton of transition points, and it's fantastic. All right, props, you are obviously our cleanup hitter here, so I'm going to go here, and I'll tell you what, everyone understand, okay, that when I show you this, we are going back to the well today in regards to the Golden Corral. Pick what you want, food buffet plays here. And let me just put it on the screen in a different way. Let me get the chalkboard out, okay? So here's what we have. Well, can't do that. All right, so, kids, I apologize. I'm going to have to blind you here with the scoreboard here. All right, so we're going to play a little NL East action. All right, so first off, I do believe that today you're going to see a lot of players across Major League Baseball, and especially guys that are going to be in the Home Run Derby, in the All-Star game. This is kind of it. Like, I think that you're going to get, you know, your maximum action here, and then they're going to shut this thing down for next week. So I'm going to go with the Mets team total over 3.5. I'm going to go Alonso over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And I'm going to go Alonso over half of a total base at -130 here. Essentially a hit, one hit. And you know what? After a game last night to where they ended up winning in extra innings, but he didn't do anything, and he was hit by a pitch. He was walked a couple times and basically struck out, grounded out. I think that he bounces back nice today. Also, Kins, again, I apologize because I just completely railroaded over your wonderful backdrop there. We're going to go Braves team total over 4.5. We're going to go Ronald Acuna over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at +105, and also Matt Olson over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs because, one, Acuna was one of his worst games that we've seen yesterday. And I've got to give credit, man. Last now, he pitched a hell of a game. Dude started off hot, threw hot throughout it. So I got to give a shout-out there. But I think Acuna picks it back up. And Ken's what you were talking about in regards to Matt Olson, not only coming from the left side against a righty, but – yeah, like he's been hot, and I think he keeps it and runs it and keeps it going. And, kids, I promise that I will never, ever chalkboard you ever again. So, that being said, Prop Stars, my man. Dude, bases loaded, bro. Bring us home. What do you got?
Let's go, bro. Yeah, we're going to go to our return into the stomping grounds here. We're giving out some props. I will mention I do have a couple of picks up on the site right now if you're looking for some sides. So check that out if you're a Sportsline subscriber. But we're going to start with lefty James Paxton of the Boston Red Sox to record a win today. You can find this actually at plus money on some books, or it's around even money. Love this spot for the lefty who has been fantastic. It's got struggled with injuries throughout his career, but when he pitches very well. He's having an awesome year. 2.7 ERA, a whip of 0.96, 63 strikeouts to just 11 walks on the season. He's 4-1 as well. The Red Sox are playing just the quad A Oakland A's, who are absolutely dismal. They also struggle, unsurprisingly, versus opposing southpaws. Third lowest OPS. Love Paxton. He's on, also coming off a couple of days extra rest as well. Was on paternity leave. Pitched 7 innings in his last outing. I think he can get up there today. Love his chances to record a win, especially at this price. And then we're going to go to Cincinnati. Jake Fraley, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. This guy is having a career season this year. Left-handed hitter, playing very well in the middle of Cincinnati's lineup, facing Colin Rea, who he's faced 3 times, 3 hits, including a home run. He also hits, he's played really well. So in the middle of that Cincinnati lineup. So let's go Jake Fraley over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs.
Your boy Jake Fraley there. Now, all right, real quick, we're going to get to the recap, and then we also have 2 quick games that we're going to play, and then we'll get out of here and let everyone have their weekend, get these bets in, and crush it. Props, you are on HQ today with our man Tommy Tran, correct?
I am not, AB, but I would love to be.
Oh, I thought you were. Never mind. I thought you were on HQ today. My bad.
I am available if they're watching, AB. So.
Well, you know what?
Tommy, I'm your guy. Yeah,
I think that was our way of trying to nudge you back in. I know you've been crushing it the last 2 weeks, so – all right, that's me just being an idiot. So, all right, let's pull up the recap screen here because that's nothing new. And here we go. Prop Stars on James Paxton to record a win at +105. Jake Fraley over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -140. AMAX is on Garrett Cole, Yankees pitcher, over 7.5 strikeouts at -130. Kids is on the Storm Liberty over 167, priced at -110. I am on the Mets team total over 3.5, -105. Pete Alonso over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at +120. And Pete Alonso over 0.5 a total base at -130. I'm also on the Braves team total over 4.5, -110. Ronald Acuna over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at +105. And Matt Olson over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -145. Kins, you and your friends have fun. Tell them all we said hello. And if they have any good karma, let's hit these bets. Tell them to get them in for us. Mags, have fun today out there. And everyone else, have a great weekend. We're so appreciative that you roll with us every single day. We'll be live Sunday, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we'll get you ready for the All-Star break week in regards to the Home Run Derby and everything else. But until then, everybody, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets, and we will see you tomorrow. Thanks.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable. They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount+.